Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Lynn Morella back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Lynn is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 14 years. He's a retired colonel from the U.S. Army. He's a graduate of the West Point. He's the founder and president of Center for Leadership and Ethics, author of In Search of Ethics. That's just one of his books. And he's also a recovering radio talk show host. He's our good friend, Lynn Morella. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim. Thank you very much.
Good to have you back. You're always welcome here, Lynn. So, Lynn, as you look out over the landscape, you and I haven't talked in a little while, but as you look out over the landscape of the marketplace, Main Street, Wall Street, Washington, how do you see the state of ethics these days?
You know, that's a great question, Jim. And when I did the research for my first book, I came up with some conclusions that are still relevant. Number one, our moral values have been incrementally deteriorating over the last 50 years. Inch by inch, foot by foot, the 7-foot high jump is now a 6-foot high jump, heading for 5'11". But notwithstanding that, people from all walks of life profess to share a common set of values. However, there's a major disconnect between the values they profess and the behavior we exhibit. We're inclined to talk the talk, less inclined to walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take a major effort to turn that around. That's where you and I come in, Jim, and a lot of other people.
You know, what you just said reminded me of a quote that I like to use as often as I can. And it's something from a great statesman, Daniel Patrick Moynihan. And you probably know the quote I'm talking about. What was it? Something like 50 years ago, 40 to 50 years ago, in I think one of his publications, one of his books, he coined the term defining deviancy down.
Exactly.
And that's what we've done, as you say, for the last 50 years. We've defined deviancy down. If you think about, Lynn, the best way is to see this in reality right in front of your eyes is every year you watch television, more base language and references are acceptable every year. It's worse and worse every year, isn't it?
It's unbelievable some of the things that they say and do on television that young kids get the opportunity to see.
And yeah, I feel badly for young parents who have small children, teenagers too, to watch primetime television with them with the language that's being used these days. You know, and it's sad, isn't it?
It's absolutely sad, but despite the moral environment, one can still succeed in life and succeed big in life without lying, cheating, and stealing. As a matter of fact, I submit that you succeed bigger, better, and in a much, much finer fashion by living a life of character. Because in the end, the absolute cornerstone of leadership, the absolute cornerstone of happiness is character.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about character.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my view for the last 25 years, and it'll be my view for the next 25 years.
I agree with that. And these are the things that we need to be teaching our children, isn't it?
Absolutely.
These are the things but there was a time when we didn't have to start from a negative perspective with popular culture, Lynn, right?
It's like swimming upstream.
Yeah. There was a time when the kids had a blank slate and we could write on it with the good stuff. Now we've got to recover from the negative stuff that's on there.
It's like swimming upstream against a strong current.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
You know, the good news, I think, Lynn, and I talked about this in a previous segment, with the millennials, with the younger generation, these are really good people. The millennials are really good human beings, morally, my experience.
But they have to be careful not to get caught up in the cultural tide of society.
That's it. Yeah.
And it's going to take some strong example and some strong leadership to make that happen.
Well, I think people like you and I have to have the courage and the fortitude to withstand any attitude we might get and stick with our the mentoring. What do you think?
I think so. As a matter of fact, it was Dante a long time ago who said, the hottest seats in hell are reserved for those who in a time of crisis remain neutral.
Yeah. My children used to fuss at me because I would discipline them, and I would say, you know what, me disciplining you right now and you not loving, you being mad at me for it, even though I know it's the right thing, this is me loving you more than any other time.
I think they call that tough love, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't get it at the time, but they do now. It's an investment we're making in people, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, when I was getting prepared for your show today, I pulled out something that I'd seen a couple years ago. I'd like to enumerate it, if you don't mind.
I'm going to ask you to hold on to that, and I'm going to let you do it on the other side of the break. I've got to take a quick
one.
Len, I need your website, please. Len, what is it?
LenMorella.com.
All right. Len Morella, two R's, two L's.
Yes.
And he and I will be right back. In Search of Ethics. Also, To Lead is to Serve. That's a practitioner's book for servant leadership by Len Morella. Quick break, 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
What's the emotions on a gun?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.